following program are not those of KHOW, its staff, management, or parent company, iHeartMedia Incorporated.
This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys. But for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now. 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
I had a friend was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball fire, make you look like a fool, boy.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We've been around for years. We're ready to help you. 303-713-8255, and it's legal rock and roll time. You can ask us a question on any legal subject. We're glad to help you. We've done it. We've helped thousands of people on the show for free, and we'll be glad to help you. 303-713-8255, our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You got to think about that. Champions of the people, you. You're the people. You're the people we help. You and your family. Injuries affect family and family structure. You know, we did a show on that one time, and we talked about if their injury was to the breadwinner, whoever that is, in the family, that affects the entire family. If the injury is to the minor, the 4-year-old, the 7-year-old, the 12-year-old, that affects the entire family. And if the non-outside of the house working spouse is injured, that affects the family. It all takes the family and make adjustments. Sometimes the adjustments are easier than others. Sometimes they're not. But you need a champion in your corner. You need champions of the people. We have years of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you. You know, we cover different injury subjects each week on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have 10 injury books on 10 different injury subjects. Right, there's another one in the works. And so that you can get those books for free. And you know, if you a couple of our books talk about insurance, and we put picture examples in there to make it easy for you with narrative explanations. Right? So Let's start this way today. You guys ready? All right, let's go back to March 12th, 2024. Okay, still kind of winter night, still dark. Mary lives downtown, has her son, Joseph, young boy, still in a baby carriage. She decides she's gonna go to the store. It's evening, it's dark. Get some groceries, she leaves her condo, pushes the baby carriage down the block, comes to a light, crosses the street, pushes the baby carriage, it's a little cold, coats on. She looks, enjoying the weather. She comes and sees the next intersection. She waits. She starts across the intersection, then boom! She's on the ground. She's grasping. She can't barely see. What happened to Joseph? Trying to look. Can't move her head to the left. Reaches out her left arm looking for Joseph. Turns her head a little bit to the right. Sees the car. The car's starting to leave. You can't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. Where are you going? Where's Joseph? You can't leave. Grasping, feeling the concrete, the gravel. Then it blacks out. The unthinkable just happened. The intolerable just happened. So today on Bell and Pollock Show, we're going to cover that. We're going to dissect that for you. We got Brad Pollock and Justin Johansson here of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're ready to rock and roll. So let's start. And Brad, let's start with you. You've got a person with Joseph, her little son, and now they're laying on the street. It's dark. The car left. It's a hit and run. These people are cowards. They're the ultimate cowards. You're cowards. And they leave, you know, leave them to die, I guess. Not going to call for help. Not going to report it. That's a crime. And Justin, later in the show, can talk about crimes. But right there, Brad, I mean, she owns a car, so she has car insurance. What's going to happen?
Well, if we're talking about insurance, she's going to get some coverage. She owns a car, so she's going to be able to get her UIM coverage or UM coverage, uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage, that she's going to be able to proceed against to try and recover some of the losses that she's had. She probably can process a MedPay claim if she's kept MedPay. Once again, I would advise everybody, please make sure you keep your MedPay. Don't give it up. You think you're saving a few dollars, and your insurance agent may look at you and say, oh, you have health insurance, don't you? So you don't need this MedPay. Yes, you do. You need the MedPay. You have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. That's something you can waive, but by law, you must have it unless you waive it. I'm dealing with a case right now where a person was hurt in a crash, and the person who hit them only had the bare minimum of coverage, and her injuries are much in excess of that, and she has no UIM because she waived it. If your insurance agent is telling you to waive those things, you need to say no. But Mary has a chance to collect some recovery for her and her child on her own policy. Hopefully they can find the person who committed the hit and run and see if there's any insurance there. You have a difference when you're talking about the accident itself as to whether or not the person who hit her hit her by accident and then took off on the hit and run, or if hit her by intentionally and took off on the hit and run.
Right, exactly. And, you know, there's all kinds of laws. We're going to cover some of them today in some really good cities. We're going to cover Denver ordinances to educate you. We're going to cover Steamboat ordinances, obviously. But, you know, Justin, when she gets hit, she owns a car, so she has car insurance. And a lot of people think that, well, then her car insurance doesn't apply, but it does apply. And let's assume for a second that you can't. Nobody can find the at-fault driver, the coward, who left them all to die and maimed them and maybe killed them. And I mean, I hate that story, but it happens all the time. But she can still file a UIM claim with her own car insurance company, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She has that right to do that because she's paid those policies and those premiums over the years. And she's able to make that claim that she's obviously just, it's either uninsured or underinsured, and she can file that claim with her own insurance companies, and then they're, by contract, they're obligated to help her with the recovery that she needs.
Right, exactly. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, wait a minute, she wasn't in a car. Wait a minute, she was a pedestrian. So you guys are telling us that you can file a UM, it's a UM, uninsured motorist claim for all your injuries, damages, and losses. And Justin, let's clarify something else. You can't just do it for your pain and suffering, but all your injuries, your medical bills. So when Mary goes to the hospital in the emergency room, she gets medical treatment. When Joseph is getting medical treatment, they're both covered by her own UM coverage. So it would be best, Justin, right, to get as high as UM coverage as you can afford.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to mention. There's always, every state has a minimum amount of insurance that you're required to have on yourself and your family. But one of the worst things that can happen is when you decide to pay the least amount, right? Because maybe you don't want your premiums that high. Well, if you only have a $25,000 policy limit for your UIM or your uninsured motorist coverage, that's all they're contractually liable to pay you. So if your medical bills go over $50,000, your insurance company is saying, well, you know, you only you only paid us for $25,000, and that's all we'll give you. And so you've got $25,000 that you're going to be exposed for in medical bills, which forces all kinds of financial problems. So our recommendation is try to afford as much as you possibly can on your underinsured and your uninsured. And if you don't know what that is, go back and ask your insurance agent to help you pay for those higher limits that you may need.
And I tell you what, you can give us a call. You can give me a call anytime. I'll talk to you about insurance. I do it all the time. Whether or not you've been in an accident. And if you don't think you can't get me on the phone, try me. You just try me, because I talk to people all the time. I'm glad to help. Brad's glad to help. Justin's glad to help. And another thing that you can do, if you want a definition clear to you, we got a break coming up. I'll tell you right after the break what you can do. It's easy. It's informative, right? You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're all here for you. Champions of the People and championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson of the law firm at Bell and Pollock. We've been here for years. We're still here for you. We are champions of the people. You are the people, right? We help you and your family and your future and your injuries. And when you can't pay your medical bills, we help. When you've been injured and maimed, we help. Right? People really, really, really want to try to get their life back together again. We take the legal burden off of you so that you can concentrate on recovering. Right? We recover for you while you recover for yourself. How refreshing is that? Now, welcome to all of our listeners, KRDO in Colorado Springs. Welcome. Steamboat Springs on KEZZ 94.1. Welcome. We love having you guys here. KRAI in Craig, Colorado. You're live. You're ready. You're cooking. We're ready to go. And right here, Denver, KHOW, 6:30 a.m. every Saturday morning. And don't forget about our one-hour-long Champions of the People Injury Show that airs in four different venues. And we have a whole host and variety of other shows and podcasts on injury subjects. If you go to steamboatradio.com, which is a fantastic website, you can find our podcasts are right there. They're on the homepage on steamboatradio.com. Or just go where you listen to your podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, right? Okay. Now, before we get back into the subject, I told you, there's an easy way to find this stuff. Just go to championsofthepeople.com. We have 10 books there, but click on the book that's called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. That was one of our first books. And let me tell you something. It's quite informative, but towards the end of the book, pages 43, 44, 45, somewhere in there, we give you a bunch of sample declaration sheets with arrows pointing to the most important language. We make it easy with a simple narrative explanation of why this is important for you. And I've said for years, if you want my own personal deck sheet that I have for my own car insurance, I'll give it to you. And by the way, it's on page 45 of that book. You can go to the book. All right, Brad, let's talk about the model traffic code, because a lot of recoveries for pedestrians. We have the example to begin with, Mary on March 12, 2024, and her son Joseph. But a lot of recovery for your injuries, your medical bills, your damages, your losses are covered by, you know, did you violate an ordinance? Who violated the ordinance? Who was at fault? So let's talk about the model traffic code in Colorado a second.
Well, we can talk about it, but I would just throw this to you and Justin. You know, I had a young couple who had just gotten married about a month ago asked me just a few days ago, as a matter of fact, what kind of car insurance they should get. And they're pinching pennies, their dollars are limited, and they were wondering, you know, they get the agent who talks to them about all their different choices and what's available, and they were asking, what kind of car insurance should we get that's the most economical that we can save money on and still be protected?
And away you go, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you can afford it, right, I would try as much as possible to at least have $100,000 per person, $300,000 per accident, just because the way the rising medical costs are, those medical bills can shoot up real quick, real fast. Now, if you can't afford that $100, $300, as they would say on the deck page of your insurance, try to at least go one below that. Then maybe it's $50,000 per accident. Minimums are okay. I mean, that's obviously what you have to do, but you just have to realize those minimums are going to be probably covering accidents, minimal injury type accidents. So if you get T-boned going through an intersection, that $25,000 is going to get eaten up real quick. So if you can go over the minimums, that's what I always recommend.
And to add to Justin's comments, I would say, you know, also add to that, you want to have your underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage available. So don't waive that. If you can afford it, try and keep it. It can be a trade-off if you have a $5,100, which can be a pretty decent policy, thinking you're covering somebody for $5,100 if you're going to hurt them. Then can you cover yourself for the $5,100 also to make sure you've got coverage for yourself? Because we know that there are a lot of uninsured drivers on the road. We know there are a lot of times, especially with medical bills constantly rising and constantly increasing. I mean, once was a trip in an ambulance to the medical to the hospital for $1,500 is now $2,500. That's just the way it goes. And if you have to go, and that's cheap if you can get an ambulance ride to the hospital for $2,500.
Cheapo.
You know. So you've got to be trying to figure out what your coverage is and what you can afford. Everybody fits within a budget. But it's something I tell everybody when we start talking about dealing on the roads, being on the roads, whether you're crossing the street. And, you know, I'm going to talk about pedestrians at some point in this.
Well, you got me going now. I'm going to blend in a minute. So
whether you're crossing the street or you're driving the car, the most dangerous thing you do every day. For 90% of you, the most dangerous thing you do every day is drive your car.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was.
That's the bottom line. I mean, if you don't do it, now, you know, and everybody think about in their lives. And, you know, okay, my 16-year-old son just got his driver's license. He is out on the road, folks. The most dangerous thing you do is drive your car. There's a bunch of people out there with driver's license. My 15-year-old daughter just got her learner's permit.
What part of town do you live in?
You don't want to come into my part of town, you know. But when I sit there and I realize every high school is full. All these teenagers are getting their cars. All these young adults are getting cars. Everybody's getting in their car and they're eating their breakfast and they're putting on their makeup and they're using their phone and they're doing all sorts of things in that car, and they're driving a vehicle 30, 40, 50 miles an hour down the road. If that's not the most dangerous thing you can imagine that you're doing is getting your car, then you need to rethink what you're doing.
Okay, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do it. We have proved to you 25% of the drivers in Colorado are uninsured. 25%. Brad Pollock just told you that one of the most dangerous things you can do is get in your car and go to the grocery store. Just get in your car. Now, let's change the story. Imagine you're on your dream vacation. You got your husband, wife, you got the two children. You're walking through the rainforest, and you come up onto this bridge across a huge canyon. And there's an attendant at the bridge. And you say, well, we want to cross over. Is this bridge safe? And the attendant says, yeah, that's what I'm here for. You can cross the bridge, no problem. But there's a 25% chance it's going to fall. Are you going to do it? You're going to take the husband and wife and the two children across a bridge, a huge canyon and a rainforest with a 25% chance it's going to fall? Well, there's a 25% chance there's an uninsured motorist out there right now. Same percentage. You wouldn't cross the bridge. So you're going to go get your car without UM insurance. So here's my advice, and I wanted to pitch in on the young couple. You're into choices and priorities, right? So you're young. So the percentage, the odds are, you don't need life insurance. I mean, maybe you'll get it, but you don't need life insurance because you're young. Can it happen? Sure, of course. There are risks? Sure, of course. But So you, if you had a choice, if I was young and I was just married, then I wouldn't buy life insurance. I'd go buy car insurance, and I'd get the highest uninsured motorist coverage I could afford. And I'm telling you what, you know, we're preaching this and preaching because why? Justin, we see people come in all the time, and you ask them, let's see your insurance policy, and the outfall driver has $25,000 or no insurance. Sorry, I didn't get any. And we look at our client's policy, and they either waived it, rejected it, or only have the minimum 25. And that's what they got to live with, right?
Yeah, and going back to the no insurance, way back when I got out of law school in the early 2000s, I started out as a prosecutor, and I was actually shocked thinking, you know, obviously they give the young prosecutor a bunch of traffic stuff to do, right? Because that's where you're going to cut your teeth and learn how to do trials.
Right.
And it seemed like, to me, the most shocking crime, I guess, that I was always having to charge was no insurance. And I kept thinking, wait a minute, I'm in a pretty good affluent neighborhood. It's a college town. And I just was shocked at how many tickets every single day that I had to prosecute for no insurance. And those tickets were high. And I kept wondering, why do I see these tickets coming around so much? And I don't know, this is more of a tactic, and maybe the listeners know, but you ever been driving down the road and you stop at an intersection and there's a cop, and next thing you know, nobody's moving, and all of a sudden that cop lights up his lights on the car right in front of him. Well, what they do is they'll run your license plate when they get behind you. If you ever seen a cop in his car and he's typing in something, he's usually running your plate. And the first thing that pops up is whether the registration is valid on the car or if the car has any insurance. And they literally will drive around town running license plates all single day and or all day long, and they'll give tickets to people with no insurance. And as a result of that, that's just catastrophic in terms of like the financial damage that you can do with no insurance. But you've got to have insurance on your car. That's like the number one thing that you have to have.
Right. So you got choices to make.
You do. And, you know, the question is on a hit and run, but listen to what we're saying. It's a hit and run. The person has run.
They've gone.
Don't have their insurance. The only insurance you have is whatever you purchased that you have protecting you, which you have protecting your family. When my son goes down the street and wants to go play basketball and has to cross the street to get to the courts, you know, the only insurance available for him is mine or his insurance, his UIM, if the person who hits him is a hit and run and takes off. There's nothing there.
They are cowards. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're glad to do it. We're glad to help you. You come into our office. We have done injury cases for over 45 years. We've helped injured victims, right? 303-795-5900 or championsofthepeople.com. And there's a myriad of ways you can use. Get on our website to contact us. We'll be back in touch with you, and we can help you. Bell and Pollock. We'll be right back.
Thinking, you know, obviously they give the young prosecutor a bunch of traffic stuff to do, right? Because that's where you're going to cut your teeth and learn how to do trials.
Right.
And it seemed like, to me, the most shocking crime, I guess, that I was always having to charge was no insurance. And I kept thinking, wait a minute, I'm in a pretty good affluent neighborhood. It's a college town, and I just was shocked at how many tickets every single day that I had to prosecute for no insurance, and those tickets were high. And I kept wondering, why do I see these tickets coming around so much? And I don't know, this is more of a tactic, and maybe the listeners know, but you ever been driving down the road, and you stop at an intersection, and there's a cop, and next thing you know, nobody's moving, and all of a sudden that cop lights up his lights on the car right in front of him. Well, what they do is they'll run your license plate when they get behind you. If you ever seen a cop in his car and he's typing in something, he's usually running your plate. And the first thing that pops up is whether the registration is valid on the car or if the car has any insurance. And they literally will drive around town running license plates all single day, and or all day long, and they'll give tickets to people with no insurance. And as a result of that, that's just catastrophic in terms of like the financial damage that you can do with no insurance. But you've got to have insurance on your car. That's like the number one thing that you have to have.
Right. So you got choices to make.
You do. And, you know, the question is on a hit and run, but listen to what we're saying. It's a hit and run. The person has run.
They've gone.
You
Goodbye.
Don't have their insurance. The only insurance you have is whatever you purchased that you have protecting you, what you have protecting your family. When my son goes down the street and wants to go play basketball and has to cross the street to get to the courts, you know, the only insurance available for him is mine or his insurance, his UIM, if the person who hits him is a hit and run and takes off. There's nothing there.
They are cowards. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're glad to do it. We're glad to help you. You come into our office. We have done injury cases for over 45 years. We've helped injured victims. Right, 303-795-5900 or championsofthepeople.com. And there's a myriad of ways you can use. Get on our website to contact us. We'll be back in touch with you, and we can help you. Bell and Pollock. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. I've got a job offer for you today, $15,000 a week. Sound good? You have to work 24/7, no time off, no vacation, no benefits, no reviews, no raises, no extra benefits, no retirement. You can't quit. You can't walk out. You can't leave. No 401k. This is your job for the rest of your life. That's how an injury goes. That's your job. The injury, you put up with it the rest of your life. It's permanent. We have years of experience representing injured victims. You have to understand it's 24/7, and the insurance company has to understand it from us, your attorneys. Bell and Pollock, go to championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
This is Mandy Connell for the law firm of Bell and Pollock. Get your free legal game plan. Call 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or visit championsofthepeople.com.
It's Saturday morning. I'm thinking breakfast. I'm thinking Caitlin's Original Mile High with a mountain of hash browns with red or green chili, cheddar and jack cheese, two eggs any style, and toast, pancakes, or flour tortilla. And I think I'll get that with bacon. Or maybe I'll get their incredible huevos rancheros. Oh no, I forgot about their incredible breakfast burritos. I love Caitlin's Carne Adobada burrito. The hardest part about going to Caitlin's is trying to choose. Well, I guess the good news is I can catch the rest of Bell and Pollock on the radio on the way, and the kids are always entertained with Caitlin's baskets filled with fun. Kids, get ready! We're going to Caitlin's!
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Let me ask you this. What do you think the biggest myth in our injury business is? Let's take an example. You're in your car, you're rear-ended, boom, you're injured. And you think, surely there's insurance. Surely insurance will pay. That's what insurance is for. Surely you think they'll pay for all my medical bills, right? Wrong. Surely they'll pay for all of my injuries, right? Wrong. And then you think, surely they'll fully and fairly pay me for my injuries. I was rear-ended. It wasn't my fault. You know what the answer is. Then you can say, I can't believe this. What you better do is call Bell and Pollock. We can help you. We have years of experience. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, or call us. We'll help you.
This is Mandy Connell for the law firm of Bell and Pollock. Get your free legal game plan. Call 303-795-5900 or visit championsofthepeople.com.
Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Justin Johansson of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We're ready to roll for you. 303-713-8255 in the studio. 303-795-5900. Write directly into our law firm. And we can help you. If you got questions, you can give us a call. You know, we talk every week about Caitlin's restaurant, but it's amazing to me when I eat there how much these scratch-made red chili and green chili sauces, how great they taste. But, you know, if you look, it's a fantastic menu. If you just take the breakfast menu, it goes from everything from, you know, traditional omelets, but it has biscuits and gravy, steak and eggs, pancakes, and French toast. But the pancakes are kind of creative, and they do get creative over there. But you can also have breakfast burritos and huevos rancheros. So if you have a little Mexican taste bud that you want to satisfy, it's there. If you got your traditional taste bud you want to satisfy, it's there. And Brad, your take.
Well, you know, you have a really hard decision to make tomorrow. As far as I'm concerned, and Caitlin sells it a little bit for you. Because when you go to Caitlin's, you're going to be able to watch the Broncos, and you're going to be able to have breakfast. Now, the really hard decision you have, though, is are you going to sit out on the deck, which is fantastic, and you love to sit out on the deck. It's shaded. It's got trees. It's a wonderful little place to sit out on the back deck and have breakfast. Or do you go inside and sit in the restaurant, which is a great atmosphere, wonderful place, repainted, looks fantastic. Yeah, you feel comfortable, and watch the game while you're eating. You've got to make a decision. Now, you know, Caitlin's puts out these little things to ask for how people enjoyed their dining experience. And here's one says, fast, friendly service. Food was fresh and good. Another one says, we love your breakfast. Both the omelet and fried chicken breakfast were delicious. I love the service. Here's another one saying, great, friendly, fast service. We've never had a bad meal here. And that's my experience at Caitlin's. I've never had a bad meal there.
Exactly so.
And if you do have a bad meal, they'll make it right because you're going to love it every bite of the way. And if you don't like it when it comes out, you say, I don't like it, and they'll make you a new meal. That's how simple Caitlin's is. They guarantee your satisfaction.
And they take care of the customer. They're in Glendale, just close to Mississippi and Colorado Boulevard. So give them a shot, and you will love it every bite of the way.
4379 East Mississippi Avenue. And you can go get to goes, you know, so 303-798-6600, the easy number. You can get to goes, but go enjoy the game and watch the Broncos hopefully beat up on the Eagles tomorrow and enjoy it.
Okay, and then our Champions of the People show in Steamboat Springs, we're talking about recreational waivers. What does that mean? If you're on the recreational land, enjoying yourself, bike ride, rafting, whatever, there are special rules apply. So there's special rules with regard to releases. There's special rules with regard to coverages. There's special rules with regard to duties and obligations. So that's our one-hour-long Champions of the People Injury Show in Steamboat Springs on KBCR 96.9 FM. All right, back to today. So let's get down to it further. We've said before you need as high as UM and UIM coverage that you can get, but we've said why. We've said why, and we proved it to you again today. But I want to remind everybody that the number of, it was in the headlines recently, the number of pedestrian deaths and pedestrian injuries in Denver have just skyrocketed. It's jumped 50% from 2024 into this year, 2025. 50%. So if you're thinking about it, it's just some kind of one-off or an outlier, it's not a one-off or outlier. It happens quite frequently, and it's getting more frequent. So these people, these poor people, these victims, they've got to have some recovery. So you get the, and if they have car insurance, you get the highest UIM that you can afford.
And you know what happens if you are the driver of the hit-and-run vehicle and the person dies? It's a Class 3 felony just for taking off, just for leaving. This is serious stuff, folks. If you've been in a crash, if you've hit somebody or if somebody gets hit, you know, the best thing you can do when somebody gets hit, if you've witnessed it, is get the license plate number and then make sure the person's all right.
You know, if you can, your face, when our example, her face, Mary's face is in the pavement. She feels it sticky. Is blood running somewhere? It's a traumatic event.
So those two things have to happen. Make sure they're all right. Get the license plate number. And if you've hit somebody, you've made a mistake, you need to, hopefully you've got insurance to cover the mistake you made, because that's what insurance normally is covering, is mistakes that are made on the road. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just means you've made a mistake, and now you have financial responsibility for what's happened.
Okay, Justin's going to take you through. I'm going to throw it to him. But listen, you got a whole. If you're the at-fault driver, you got a whole different world for your legal world if you stay at the scene. I mean, you're still at fault, but you got a whole different legal world if you take off. Justin, what do you think?
Yeah, so it's interesting. In most crimes, you know, and hit and run is a crime, there's two parts. There's a mens rea or a mental state, and then there's the physical action. However, with hit and run, they eliminate the mental state. So it doesn't matter whether you intended to or didn't intend to, like, oh, I just made a mistake. All the crime requires is that you failed to stop at the accident and perform your duties. That's it. And so the danger behind sometimes when people are, you know, the party that injured someone and thinking about hit and run, in today's environment, everybody has cameras. I'm on a Facebook group where I swear almost every day someone will post, hey, did somebody see the accident at such and such an intersection? It was pretty bad. And somebody will make a comment, oh, yeah, I have footage of that. I was there. And police officers are investigating this. So it's pretty easy for your vehicle to be picked up on camera at some point in time while you're driving down the road. And if you think that you can get away with it because you're looking around, nobody saw me, you have no idea if the car you hit had a camera, if there's some witness that's filming it with their cell phone. And to collect the evidence, it's a lot easier than it was 20 years ago. And all they have to prove is that you failed to do your duty. So then that's the question, Gary. What is the duty that somebody owes to somebody that hit somebody? What are they required to do in the state of Colorado?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, you made some great points, but and so it's a basic choice. But if you get our book, which is free, come on, it's on our website, championsofthepeople.com, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. I'm looking at page 13 right now. Why do people leave? Why do they do this? Why do they maim you, kill you, hit Joseph, hit Mary? Come on, why? And it's listed there. They're totally and completely irresponsible. Number two, they're drunk. Number three, they're stoned. They're under the intoxicating influence of prescription drugs. No insurance. They let their insurance lapse. They don't want to get a ticket. They could care less about you, and they could care less about the victim. And they may not be even a United States citizen and want to get out of there. None of that is justification. You are required to stop and aid. Your whole legal world is completely different, Brad, if you just flee the scene versus if you're guilty, you did it, you made a mistake, but you stop, you render aid, you give information, you assist the police. It's an entirely different legal world.
And as Justin said, the duty you have is you shall immediately stop. This is right out. This is the statute, 42-4-1601. You shall immediately stop your vehicle at the scene of the accident or as close to the scene as possible, or if you've left, you shall immediately return to and in every event shall remain at the scene of the accident until the driver has fulfilled the requirements of the statute. You shall stop your vehicle, and if you hit and taken off, you're a block away, turn around, get back there. And, you know, once you're there, obviously you've got to render aid. You've got to help with the police. You've got to cooperate. But you shall immediately stop your vehicle. Don't take off. This is just adding additional crimes. And for the people who are there witnessing it, as Justin says, you know, it's a great, great point. You've got at least a 50-50 chance, I would say, of having been filmed.
In this day and age. But Justin, you know, former prosecutor and now proud part of Bell and Pollock, I want to hear from you. I mean, what do you hear when you were a prosecutor? What do you hear if you did? I mean, these people leave the scene. I mean, if they're caught, what do they think is going to happen? Nobody's going to find me. Nobody's going to find the damage to my car. I'm going to park my car in the garage for, you know, 2 months, 3 months, and then I'll just kind of sneak out. What do they think is going to happen?
At the time that they've
they committed the hit and run. I literally think fear takes over. And I think a million things go through their minds that are mostly irrational. Like, you know, if you're younger, it's, oh, am I going to lose my driver's license?
Right.
Are my parents going to take the car away from me?
Right.
And all these little short-term fears come into play, and they just think, hey, if I just leave, everything will be okay because nobody will be able to catch me. And then they go and hide, and then they just sit there and wonder. And then even last week, I got a phone call from a hit-and-run driver wondering what to do. And they were thinking that, you know, we could help represent them for the hit-and-run. And now that's obviously a criminal matter, but it doesn't go away in their mind. They still think, what is the law coming after me? Am I going to lose my job? But this is all after the fact. But when they're there in the moment, fear just takes over. And they think they can just get away with it. And like you said, it's a cowardly move. Because here's the problem. You really have no idea if you've injured the other party. And one of the requirements under the statute is you need to render aid. And you need to make sure that that person is okay. Now, one of the big challenges, especially for a pedestrian, you know, if you've committed a hit and run, you know, there's always, you know, especially if you're on a freeway, right? If you're on a freeway, you've got to be able to get off the freeway safely. So you can't to try to avoid any kind of issues. And that's one of the big dangers is trying to get your vehicle out of the way so that you know, when you are fulfilling your obligations, that you're not, you know, you're not putting yourself in danger as well as the parties that you're trying to render help to. But from a criminal perspective, you know, you just got to comply with the statute. I mean, it's really that simple. And it really shouldn't take a criminal statute to govern your behavior. It's just the right thing to do.
Exactly.
If you hit someone, stop and help them. I mean, it's kind of the golden rule. Because if that other party's injured, like Brad said, you really don't know what happens if they die. You really don't know because you're in a vehicle.
Exactly. I mean, those comments are well taken, but you don't know if they killed them. You don't know if they died or what. Listen, we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to take a call. And also, we're going to cover jaywalking. You think you're downtown Denver, you're downtown Steamboat Springs, downtown Colorado Springs, you think, well, I'll just dart across the street. I get across real fast. I don't want to go to the corner and cross in the crosswalk. I'll just dart across real fast. And if a car hits you, who do you think has the right of way? Who do you think on a jaywalking situation has the right of way, the pedestrian or the car? And we're going to answer that when we get back from the break, and then we're going to talk to Dave from Denver on an uninsured motorist question. Dave, you hold on. We're going to get to you right after the break, and thank you for the call. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Grab your legal coffee, your legal bagel. Listen, we've been talking about all this uninsured motorist coverage, hit and runs. At Bell and Pollock, we represent you, the injured victim, right? We don't do the criminal side of this matter. We represent you. If you've been injured, we can help you get compensation. We're going to analyze your insurance policy for you. You come see us. Your family, call us. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, or go to championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. But do not forget, it's not an easy trek with the insurance company. Have you ever thought about the fact that if you're in a hit and run and you're laying there and you've got car insurance and your car insurance is going to have to pay? Did you ever think about the fact that they have bigger incentive or just as much incentive as you do to find the at-fault driver? They don't want to pay. They've got their own strategy, right? We've covered that many times. They got their own legal game plan. You need a legal game plan. Right now, joining us live on KHOW is Dave from Denver. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm switching insurance. I'm going from State Farm to Allstate. And on Allstate, he said, I don't need uninsured motorists. And he said, well, if you got good insurance, you don't need that. So I'm just wondering what your take is on that.
Okay, but do they say why you don't need it? I mean, anything like that?
Says he has good insurance. You were talking about health insurance, right?
Well, I'm talking about auto insurance.
Oh,
well, you need it. Yes, you need it.
Hey, Dave, I want you to leave your number because I'm going to talk to you on Monday. But I'm talking about maybe you don't even want to use this agent. You may want to. I'm going to go over all this with you on Monday. Where we're going to talk on the phone. And we're going to discuss this.
Well, but let's just cover a couple of things right now, Dave. You buy it, you don't get the uninsured motorist coverage. What if you're hit by somebody that gets out of the car and says, "I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance," and then you got medical bills, and let's say you can't work, or let's say you're going to have shoulder surgery. Your uninsured motorist coverage would cover that, so that's why you need it. Let's take another example.
How about your lost wages while you're having a shoulder surgery?
Right. Let's take another example. A drunk driver hits you. They get out and they say, my insurance lapsed. I'm sorry.
Or only have $25,000.
So the only place you have left to go, Dave, is your uninsured motorist coverage on your policy. This very thing the agent told you don't need. That's it.
Okay.
You have to protect yourself, and this is the only way. And even if they say, well, you got health insurance, don't listen to that.
No.
Because what happens when the injury happens and you can't work? How are you going to get recovery for your pain and suffering? Health insurance doesn't pay for pain and suffering.
Your surgery, you can't use your left arm anymore. You can only use it 40%.
It doesn't pay for loss of quality of life.
Man, you lit a candle under us this morning, Dave.
That's why I want to talk to you, Dave.
Well, it didn't sound right, but I thought that. You guys are just talking about this morning. I'm going to run that by you guys.
Did we help you at all?
Yeah, I'm going to get on insured motorist.
Yeah, okay, you get it, Dave.
Here, Dave, raise your right hand. Yeah. Raise your right hand. Yeah. I promise and swear I will buy the highest UIM insurance I can afford. Have a great Saturday, man.
I'll make the call on Monday. Thank you.
Okay,
Dave. Call our office.
Thank you very much.
Brad Pollock, give me a call. I'm going to love to talk to you.
All right, Dave. Okay, we got a little bit.
By the way, that's 303-795-5900.
303-795-5900, or just go to championsofthepeople.com. You couldn't forget that website if you tried. Just go try it right now. You try to forget championsofthepeople.com. You can't. Okay, now we're going to try to squeeze in about jaywalking, and we may have to spill over to next week. Because jaywalking is important, and it's an important part of our show today, and we got into other subjects, which we should have. But the Model Traffic Code is adopted by many cities throughout the state of Colorado. Denver is one of them. Steamboat Springs is another. So when you're right there on Lincoln Avenue, right, or Highway 40, and you think, I'll just dart across there. There's no cars coming. I'll just dart. There's not a crosswalk, but I can make it, and you don't make it. I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said, I was jaywalking in Denver, I got hit by a car, and I, the pedestrian, got the ticket. The car didn't get the ticket. Mr. Bell, what about that? Right? And so we are up against the wall on time here today, but you got to understand, there's a lot to crosswalks. There's a lot to unpainted crosswalks. There's a lot to implied crosswalks. There's a lot to traffic signals. And in the end analysis, just because a pedestrian is jaywalking does not give a car unlicensed and unfettered discretion to put pedal to the metal and run you over.
It doesn't make him fair game?
No, you don't become fair game. So listen to Bell and Pollock. We're here for you. We've been here for you for years, right? 45 years we've represented injured victims. Call us at 303-795-5900. This show is just one thing that we do to help the community become informed, educated. Our books are another, our shows are another, and in-person consultations are another.
Justin, thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, Justin Johansson, Brad Pollock, Gary Bell, the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are your champions of the people. We have all this information for you because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.